Have you ever watched someone's entire world collapse in a single conversation? Picture a young financial executive, youngest manager in a Fortune 100 firm, sitting in a small conference room with drawn blinds, listening as years of 80-hour weeks and sacrificed weekends evaporate in minutes. That executive was Jordan Montgomery, and his termination became the catalyst for discovering something profound. Encouragement isn't soft leadership or empty positivity. It's a lifeline that can literally save someone's existence. When your identity shatters, when shame becomes so heavy you can barely dress yourself, encouragement transforms from a nice gesture into essential nourishment, like food to someone starving. This isn't about cheerleading or toxic positivity. It's about the strategic, deliberate practice of lifting others when they cannot lift themselves. In a culture drowning in burnout and disconnection, where we scroll past curated perfection while hiding our own struggles, mastering this art might be the most important skill we can develop. After his termination, Montgomery faced brutally dark days where simple tasks became monumental. Then came his brother's unexpected lifeline. It's not going to be okay because it's going to be better than okay. It's going to be great. Notice what happened. Not false reassurance, but unwavering belief paired with practical action. His brother updated resumes, made connections, and offered daily check-ins. His sister-in-law texted encouragement. Former mentors provided support. These weren't grand gestures. They were consistent, specific affirmations that reflected back potential when self-image hit rock bottom. This is uplifting encouragement, magnifying positives and casting vision when someone cannot see it themselves. Here's the crucial insight. We rarely know when someone is struggling beneath their composed exterior. Montgomery appeared fine for months before his termination. Your confident colleague might be battling crippling self-doubt. That seemingly together friend might be barely holding on. This is why encouragement cannot be occasional. It must become daily practice. Start simple. Identify 10 people who could benefit, then commit to uplifting them daily for 21 consecutive days through texts, notes, or brief conversations highlighting specific qualities you genuinely admire. When Montgomery's father visited that difficult summer, they built a war room together, filling his apartment with encouraging scriptures on post-it notes. Though it felt silly initially, these words became his mental soundtrack, literally reshaping his brain's pathways. Neuroscience confirms, while we cannot control our thoughts, we can control our words, and what we speak shapes what we think. Negative patterns create deep neural ruts. Speaking positive words creates new, healthier pathways. This is self-encouragement, being mindful about how we speak to ourselves. You cannot authentically encourage others without first encouraging yourself. Create your own war room. Write affirmations where you'll see them daily. Establish regular practices like journaling or speaking aloud, focusing on what accomplishments make you proud. What are you grateful for? What did you do right today? Negative thoughts naturally dominate unless we actively reshape them. By building your internal foundation, you'll encourage others from genuine strength rather than hollow positivity. 5 years after his collapse, Montgomery coached Brandon Scherff, a 5-time NFL All-Pro lineman. After a Monday Night Football win, while teammates flaunted wealth, Scherff wore team sweats, serving others, handing out drinks, ensuring everyone felt comfortable. Yet even this elite performer struggled. When a negative article rattled him mid-season, he called Montgomery. The response wasn't statistics, it was character affirmation. You're a 5-time All-Pro, team captain, incredible father, husband, and community member with a big heart. This is recognition encouragement, praising who someone is over what they do. When encouragement focuses only on numbers, people feel interchangeable. Try this shift. Instead of, "I appreciate you getting up with the kids," tell your spouse, "I truly appreciate your selfless heart. You're one of the most generous parents I know." With a struggling intern, focus on personality that brightens the room rather than developing skills. This meets people's inner need to be known and valued. People rally during crises, but drift when challenges persist, revealing consistency's true power. What you do daily matters more than occasional gestures. Leaders function as chief reminding officers, knowing effective encouragement needs frequency, not flash. Research shows people need to hear something 7 to 8 times before it sticks. Phil Jackson and John Wooden built dynasties through daily fundamentals, not constant innovation. How often do you tell your spouse they're amazing, your children they're loved, your team they're valued? Most assume people just know, but everyone needs regular reminders. Children receiving consistent verbal affirmation develop stronger self-esteem and resilience. Employees receiving regular recognition are 63% more likely to stay at their current jobs. Consistency proves authenticity. Repeated encouragement signals genuine care rather than situational politeness. Create specific times for encouragement: morning meetings, family dinners, end-of-day check-ins. Push through discomfort with repetition, because consistency proves authenticity in a world of fleeting attention. After Montgomery's termination, Tim Bohannon offered him a position in Minneapolis, like Phil Jackson recruiting you for the Bulls. Tim rarely asked about business results, instead checking on personal, relational, and spiritual well-being. When Montgomery needed to move back to Iowa for his future wife, Tim selflessly supported the decision despite business costs. Tim's mantra: show me, don't tell me. True caring requires effort, pausing your day to help someone, not just offering prayers. Dave Keeker exemplified this by sending Montgomery's wife flowers after a meeting, thanking her for letting us steal Jordan. People follow leaders with heart over those with just titles. In our advice-saturated world, people need love and encouragement more than quick fixes. They need to feel seen and heard. Ask, how can I support you, rather than dispensing strategies. As Goethe said, judge someone's character by how they treat those who can do nothing for them. Practice caring through consistent small actions, encouraging notes, check-in calls, practical help, or simply your time. These steady gestures matter more than intense bursts. Years into his career, Montgomery abandoned a polished speech to share his raw termination story. Though filled with tears and awkward pauses, this vulnerability created deeper connections than any rehearsed presentation. People are impressed by strengths, but connect through weaknesses. Montgomery learned authentic messaging from Coach Bob Tychart. When he vaguely said, "I've heard awesome things about you," Tychart pressed for specifics he couldn't provide. "I think you're full of it. If you're going to say something specific and believable." People detect insincerity instantly. Authentic encouragement requires specific observations. "Terrence, you're an unbelievably thoughtful neighbor. I've seen you help our older neighbors, shoveling driveways and mowing lawns." In a world that tears people down, we can choose to become voices of genuine uplift. Encouragement is transformative. Trying to reach potential without it is like being 10 flights below your ceiling. You don't need a platform or perfect words, just authenticity and commitment. Choose one person. Offer specific, genuine encouragement. Show up consistently. Because encouragement isn't just making others feel better. It's seeing light in others when they've forgotten it exists in themselves.